There's a fascinating, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara is found in Masechet Sukkah, and the Gemara says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was once asked, or once commented, I should say, he made the following comment. He said, if you would take all of my mitzvot, and you'd stick them on one side of the scale, and on the other side you stick all the averos of all of the Jews, one would outweigh the other one.
Which one?
They would cancel outweigh each other. They would cancel themselves out.
So they would be equal.
It'd be equal. And not only that, says Rav Shem Bar, if you took all of my mitzvahs and my son mitzvahs together, we'd offset the averos of all of Klal Yisrael who have ever lived until this point in time. And not only that, but he put the two of us and a third person together, forgot who it was already, we would outweigh all the averos of all the Jews in all of world history. And the obvious question is, isn't this incredibly arrogant? Isn't this incredibly presumptuous to walk around saying, look how frum I am, look how religious I am, look how much Torah I know. I know so much that look how frum I would be. So I wanted to share two small insights that may explain this Gemara. I wanted to share two small thoughts that may explain this Gemara. One Shita is a day that's quoted by the Maharal, by the Marsha. The Marsha quotes a day who says, Shem Bar Yochai is not really making an assessment. He's saying, Halavai. He's saying, I'd be willing to trade all of my mitzvahs for all the averus of Klal Yisrael. Not that it's worth it. It's a tefillah. God, I want you to be mechaper ben Yisrael. I want you to forgive them. I want you to give them a kapara, give them a slicha, give them forgiveness so much that I'm willing to sacrifice everything I worked for all of my life. And in a certain sense, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is displaying tremendous, tremendous mesiras nefesh. It's a tremendous sacrifice. It's an act of selflessness, not an act of arrogance. But that's the way only some of the mefarshim learn. The simple read of the Gemara doesn't seem to be that way. And if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, he hasn't learned the Gemara that way either. And therefore, so they say, Hadra Kusha L'Duchtei. Is there any other interpretation? So I wanted to share with you a fascinating insight that I think is correct. Everyone knows that arrogance is bad. Pompousness, arrogance, being full of yourself. No one thinks those are good qualities. No one thinks, hey, that's a great midah. But everyone also agrees that pride and self-confidence are wonderful. We got to work on our self-image. You got to work on your self-pride, self-confidence. I have confidence issues. I got to work on them because confidence is a wonderful character trait. That's a wonderful midah. Those are tremendous qualities. And the real question is, what's the difference? What's the difference between pride and arrogance? Pride is when you're so proud of how good you are, and arrogance is just when you're arrogant how good you are. What's the difference? They're just two different words. One's good, one's bad. So I wanted to share with you what I believe the difference is, because I think it's really important. It's important in general in life, and specifically when you're trying your best in Shana Aleph to help develop your religious persona and figure out who you are. You want to make sure that you're proud of who you're becoming and not developing a sense of arrogance. And therefore, I repeat, what is pride and what is arrogance, and how can this potentially help us in understanding this Gemara that I quoted you about, Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Let me share with you what I think the difference is. And if you think of the examples, it's very helpful. Arrogance is when a person worships themselves. Arrogance is when a person thinks they're the greatest. He thinks he's the best, she thinks she's the greatest, and their entire agenda is showing everyone just how great they are. Sometimes it's transparent, sometimes it's overt, sometimes it's more hidden. Well, I happen to have gotten my test back. I got a 95 on it. And it turns out that the teacher, you know, I wanted just to, did anyone see my test? I lost it. You know I'm saying? Like, there becomes this, you know, like you try, I don't want to brag, you know, it becomes this sense of, I want to brag, so I'll pretend not, because I don't want to be perceived as arrogant, but I do want everyone to know just how good I am. That certainly is not what we value. Just showing off. Letting everyone know that you think you're God. Look how great I am is certainly gaiva, that's arrogance. The question is, what then is pride? And I'd like to suggest that pride is not worshiping who you are, but it's worshiping who you value. Sorry, what you value. It's worshiping what you value and feeling great about yourself for committing to those values. I value hard work, and I'm proud that I work so hard. I don't think that I'm great. I value what I've done. I value what I believe in. I, Jesse Horn, I value Avodat Hashem, and I try my best. I'm proud of how hard I try to serve God as best as I can. I'm proud of the commitment and the dedication that I have, how hard I've worked to try to be the best Jew I could. I've made mistakes. I'm certainly not perfect. I'm open to that. I don't believe that I'm great. I believe that I'm trying my best to do my best job, and I'm really proud of how hard I'm trying and even how successful I am. Pride is when you dream about something, you idealize something, you worship something, you value something, not yourself. You value ideology. You believe in something, and you work really hard to get there. Once in a while, a person who's really, really proud of their hard work, or they're proud of their chesed that they've done, or they're proud of how they've developed their ability to daven properly over the years. You have a person who once upon a time was doing things that they didn't think were good, and they didn't have the strength and character to live the lives they believed they should. And now they feel they've fought through those battles. They were dealt a hand of cards that frankly stink. Their life was just a difficult situation. The parents are divorced, Nebuch. The mother has issues, the father has issues, the kids are fighting, and you just had a difficult life all the way through, and you fought through it, and you developed yourself into a person who you're proud of. It doesn't mean you worship yourself. Usually arrogance comes out of not feeling good about yourself, so you have to convince others how good you are. Ironically, pride is rooted in humility. You don't need to show off. You're just happy with who you are. You just want to share with people that what you believe. Pride's an outgrowth of ideology. Arrogance is an outgrowth of worshiping of self. The more you worship yourself, the less room there is for God. The more you worship yourself, the more you become arrogant and just roll around and how great you are. And usually it comes from a sense of emptiness on the inside. You don't feel good about yourself. You want to convince others how good you are. The more you naturally are just comfortable with who you are and how well you're doing, you don't have to share with anyone. You're just proud of who you are, but you don't have to share with anyone. You love the things about yourself that you love. You're proud about these things. You worked hard to accomplish them. You find yourself special. Not better than everybody else. Just grateful you are. You don't have to compete. Arrogant people compete. Proud people don't. Arrogant people feel this need to, I've got to be better than somebody else. Because deep down, I don't feel I'm great, so I got to convince you I am. Let me show you how great I am. And there's this need to compete and show people. I remember when I was younger, you may have heard me say this often. I used to sit around, look around the room, trying to compete with everyone. I'm smarter than this one, I'm smarter than that one. This one's smarter than me, but I'm probably better looking. And this one is better looking and smarter, but I'm a better basketball player. And this one, I'm firmer than. And like, I couldn't continue unless I found I'm better at this. I'm better at something than this person. Today, I don't think about this anymore. And I'm proud of the fact that I've grown out of this competitive nature. I don't need to tell someone I'm better than them. I'm just happy being myself. Just comfortable with who I am. It could be somebody's better than me at everything. You want to know what? Good for them. I'm really glad that they're great at everything. I don't need to show how I'm better than them or tell myself or tell somebody else or try my best to undermine them to make myself feel good because I'm just... I value what I value. I know I'm not the best in the world at everything, but I'm trying my best to do my best. I'm really happy with how hard I'm trying. I'm happy with how hard I work. I'm happy with the person I'm growing and developing into. That's pride. Pride is when you value something and you're on the path to get there. And it could be that's really pshat in this gemara. That Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was not telling everyone how frum he is, because at the end of the day, he mentioned his son has more than him, and that third guy had more than him also. And he's just trying his best to say, I'm proud of how hard I've worked. I lived in a cave for 12 years. I was dedicated and committed to Avodat Hashem. I spent all of my time focusing on nothing but unadulterated Avodat Hashem, working on religious growth and learning Torah and everything. And I'm just proud of the product that walked out. I'm just happy with who I am. And it's a great product. I value a word of Hashem I've accomplished a tremendous amount. That could be Rav Shem Bar Yochai had in mind.